But we've got a bit of gang talk coming up now, and not the usual talk about when Stacey comes in and starts talking about gangs. He refers to German movies generally. Not tonight.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
You want me to talk about Wingus and Dingus on the front cover of the Herald Sun, or do you want to go to the gang that was at Central Square today?
Oh, well.
The choice is yours.
How about we
I can tell you a story.
The gang at Central Square today?
The gang at Central Square. Mr. Stacey dropped by my house today. We did a happy bit of CD burning. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that good old S2S were performing live at Central Square today at 4 o'clock, and this is an opportunity Stacey and myself can not give up.
Just to bring listeners up to speed, I'm not sure whether the listener of the Dumb Manifesto is overly familiar with S2S's work. What's a Girl Gotta Do? I think they actually had another song called Sister, referring to each other.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was a song about lesbianism amongst families, I believe.
Oh, really? A bit of incest.
Well, we like to keep incest within the family
around here.
That's
right,
Well, I think you've got to have heard their stuff. I mean, it's on everywhere. It's they're crap. I mean, they're 19 and 16. My argument is that at the age of 19 and 16...
Are they 19 and 16?
Yeah.
Hot holy damn, I didn't know that.
At the ages of 19 and 16, you haven't accomplished enough in your life to sing a song.
Mm-hmm.
The only things you can sing about is, ooh, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. All this sort of crap. Anyway, so we rock along to their little in-store appearance and masses of people. I actually made the mistake of actually wanting to go into Ballarat Records and Tapes and buy a copy of Murder Noms by Perfect Circle. That wasn't going to happen, folks. That and a blank videotape is more than I could ask for due to the hordes of... And no mistake about it, this is a narrow demographic. We're talking 13, 14-year-old girls and 13, 14-year-old guys trying to pick up 13, 14-year-old girls. But
and 60-year-old guys trying to pick up the same.
Exactly.
And going the same. Families too, I noticed. There were quite a lot of families in the line. With some girls who probably would have been in the order of about 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Probably saved up their pocket money for a couple of weeks.
But look, the first thing that sort of made me realise the difference between a good musician and a bad musician. A good musician writes their music and go, there you go, Matt, there you go, Adrian, this is my message to you. Or something, just as wanky.
Let's say sincerity.
Yeah.
Sincerity. Okay, meanwhile, you know, your crap bands, they do in-store appearances where before they come on stage, a guy goes, buy your album and stand in line if you want them to sign the album. So let me tell you, someone had a box full of CDs out the back that day. That's the first thing. They took, you know, 10, 20 minutes to get there. Brilliant thing is, you know, the escalators at Central Square, they got stopped by someone who brought a very bright spark, and the escalators filled up with fans. And when they actually started playing, Stacey and I could just hear them from across the other side of Central Square. We had a bit of a walk around because we didn't want to muscle our way in. I just don't think we looked like the sort of people who should be elbowing their way to the front of an S2S concert.
I have to say, when I went there to look for you, I thought there's going to be a lot of guys who look like pedophiles here, but hopefully only 2 pedophiles that I recognise.
Yeah, well, Stacey was wearing his big coat. He's got his hair past shoulder length in a ponytail. I've got a, you know, bit of facial hair here that can't decide whether it's coming or going. And you know, we just decided not to muscle through. So the only actual look I got of S2S was from about a neck down to about a knee when they moved just into a right position between these two kids' heads. So that's the only glimpse we got. And
you've got to be happy with that, though.
Very, very happy, actually.
That's a big step.
Didn't see any of the head, which was good.
Well, it's a shame you only saw their midriff, because if you were packing heat, you would have got a gut shot. And although I hear that does take 2 or 3 days to die, and they die in excruciating pain, possibility their lives would have been saved.
You're not complaining. Oh, well, you know how everyone who goes up to the book depository and, you know, goes up to the window to see, they all do this motion. They all bring a pretend rifle to their eye. Well, I was doing that too. I was just... it's possible. It was possible. That's all I had to know.
Excellent.
But, the other thing I have to mention is, I don't know if you... Like, you know how people joke about how, oh, there's a magic box that makes people sing properly? This is a truth. There is a black box that you put a microphone input and out of. You program a MIDI file with the right note sequence and the right
key. This is the Dumb Manifesto. You might have to explain what a MIDI is.
Look, it's just a computer file. All right? And you program it with the notes you have to hit when and where. You start the black box playing and you can hit any old note and it will pitch shift your note. Perfect. And they had about 12 of these hooked up in series. And a guy who was either working on the troubled Mir space station or he was engineering an S2S in-store appearance. Either way, he was working like buggery to keep this stuff in tune. He was working like buggery to sort of keep the... Like, he was trying to bring as much echo into the mix as he could. But, you know, you can only bring in so much before it sounds like you're singing in outer space.
How many songs did they perform? out of curiosity.
Look, I also have to admit that it sounds like Stacey and I hung around for the whole thing, but we didn't. We buggerized out of there after we'd bought newspapers at the news agency. So we heard him sing two, which is their most well-known ones, after that.
It probably just repeated the same two songs.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think most of the audience would have noticed.
No, the short attention span. Oh, yeah. This is nice.
Oh, it's like a fish has a 7-second attention span. You know how they like go up to one end of the tank and don't find a way out, and they go up to the other end and they go, oh, hang on, wait, what about the other end? And they go back down. It's a bit like that. But so Adrian just missed us.
Yep.
Coming the other way.
I still saw the gang of idiots lining up to be have their stuff signed. It just occurred to me, someone should have gone there with a blank, a burnt CD of their work and asked them to sign that. I'm not paying for your shit music. I just want your autograph.
Yeah, I'll burn it later. Or burn something better on. You're like I said, I wanted them to sign my copy of Murder Noms by A Perfect Circle, just so they could go, but we're not in this. And I could reply, and thank Christ for that. Get them this, and then walk out. That would have been my day, my little contribution.
Damn straight.
To anti-pop. That's, you know, call it a small step, but hey.
That's right.